美国密苏里州圣路易斯神韵晚会2月18日晚在当地著名的皮伯迪歌剧院拉开了帷幕，首场演出可谓是盛况空前。神韵也为这座美国西部的门户城市再次架起跨越东西方文化的桥梁。请看本台记者发自现场的报道。
跨越这座位于圣路易斯市中心的大拱门 Arch，你就来到了美国西部。神韵的到来也为这座门户城市构筑起跨越东西方文化的桥梁。牧师 Bill Green 夫妇在电视上看到了神韵广告，在选择是看自己已经看过的当地演出，还是选择对于他们来说是全新的神韵晚会呢？最终，华夏文化的魅力将他们深深地吸引。
I thought it was absolutely fascinating. Extremely graceful.
And they're very elegant. You know, their bodies move so beautifully. And their training is very obvious that they're all highly trained. You know, the leaps, they have a lot of flexibility of type of skill. You know.
It reaches me on a very emotional level. The performers are...It's just world class. The dancing and the music is amazing. The quality throughout and the stories are so powerful, so strong.
除了被神韵之美深深打动之外，很多人还感到了幸运。因原本要带女儿来看神韵晚会的太太患了感冒，所以丹尼斯先生只好代替妻子前来看过神韵。他有点暗自庆幸。
I'm almost glad that she was sick, but it's terrific, and it's so nice being out with the girls, but the program's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, it's terrific.
I guess when I get out, I'll think I died and went to heaven.
出演圣路易斯神韵晚会的是神韵巡回艺术团，他们于2月19日还将在皮巴蒂歌剧院为密苏里的观众再现场两场神韵晚会，我们也将把演出的情况陆续带给您。以上是新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲在圣路易斯的采访报道。
神韵艺术家们采用现代高科技技术设计的大屏幕背景，把动画和演员虚实相接，不仅让历史故事和古老的传说在舞台上活灵活现，也让现场不时爆发出掌声和会心的笑声。在美国圣路易斯神韵晚会上，很多观众都对舞台的设计赞叹不已。
圣路易斯神韵晚会结束后，大学音乐教授英格兰·亨利博士迟迟不愿离去。他很想知道神韵的舞蹈家们是怎么飞进背景里面去的。
And I was amazed that many of the characters were flying across into the mountains, across the ocean, and the mountains opened for them. It was so beautiful.
Great use of the backdrop when the dancers pop out of the screen.And it brought back great memories. We were in China 3 years ago, and it was very, very accurate. It really is beautiful.
Well, you know what was fun about that is the screen and how it shows movement in the screen, and then they come right out at you, and it really pops. So it just looks, it's perfect, perfect timing.
大家除了对神韵的舞蹈、音乐、背景和服装赞叹不已之外，也有观众表示，中国5000年的文化如此灿烂，不仅值得大家去认识、了解，同时也是世界的宝藏。
And so when you travel outside America, you find cultures that have been around for many thousands of years, and especially the Chinese, you know, has brought so much to the world. And so it's great to be able, as an American, to reconnect with that, with those roots, actually.So I'm really quite enjoying it.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅圣路易斯采访报道。
美国密苏里州圣路易斯市19号下午场的神韵晚会入场券销售一空。一位观众表示，他曾经去过中国27次，但是从来没有看过这么美的演出。
19日，冬天的圣路易斯阳光普照，在皮巴蒂歌剧院上演的神韵晚会的第二场演出，入场券全部销售一空。密苏里植物园总裁彼得·瑞文博士出生在上海，他和夫人看完演出后非常的喜欢。
I've been to China 27 times, and I have never seen a show like this.
Beautiful dancing and beautiful scenery and wonderful.Brings to mind so many beautiful things about Chinese culture.
It is fantastic. The costuming is amazing. The music is delightful. It is so, so fabulous to see.
I loved it. It was fabulous. Just fantastic. cannot believe how much beauty and rhythm was in it. It's really good.
Enough of the cultural authenticity to show the flavor, the cultural flavor of the different ethnic groups, but with enough of the Broadway in it to make it spectacular.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲在密苏里圣路易斯市的采访报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在圣路易斯市两天三场的演出，19号晚间在皮伯蒂歌剧院圆满落下帷幕。密苏里观众感叹有机会欣赏到如此美丽的晚会，同时相约明年再来看神韵。
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. Delightful. I'm so glad we have an opportunity to see it.
It's absolutely magnificent. I didn't expect it to be any less, and I was not disappointed. It was absolutely beautiful.
It was excellent and so graceful andGorgeous costumes. The orchestra was fabulous. Really enjoyed it very much.
It's fantastic. The graphics. I was in the computer business, and the graphics are spectacular. They're very well coordinated, very entertaining.
I was in awe. It was breathtaking. And the movements and the precision of the dancers.Were so beautiful.
I certainly felt it was a remarkable production, and I'd certainly like to see it again when it does come back to St. Louis. And I was told it's coming back next year.
圣路易斯的神韵晚会已经圆满落下了帷幕。神韵巡回艺术团的下一站是丹佛市，他们将于2月22日和23日在丹佛上演两场神韵晚会。以上是新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲在圣路易斯的采访报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团开始了在科罗拉多州丹佛市的演出，在这里他们受到各界政要的褒奖以及赞赏，请看本台来自丹佛的报道。
观众朋友们，这里是丹佛市表演艺术中心，这个中心一共有19家剧院。神韵艺术团这是第5次来到丹佛表演，我身后边的这个是布尔剧院。在今明两天，美国神韵巡回艺术团将为丹佛的观众带来两场演出。
科罗拉多州州长及邻近10个城市的市长们纷纷发来褒奖，感谢科罗拉多州法伦大法学会主办神韵晚会，赞誉神韵艺术团，并祝演出成功。丹佛市市长迈克尔汉考克颁布2月22日为神韵艺术团日。科罗拉多州州长约翰赫肯罗在褒奖中说，神韵演出不仅仅是娱乐，而且超越文化界限，更广泛的教育，丰富及启发观众。
It was absolutely stunning. It was beautiful. Really enjoyed the music, the story that was being told. Costumes were elegant. It was just very, very nice.
We come to a lot of events here at the Performing Arts Center in Denver, but that's as good as it gets. I loved the action-packed sequences, but as much as anything else, I think what we enjoyed is the storytelling aspect that each of the segments, you know, that they portrayed.
格林戴尔市市长还表示，神韵会越办越好，明年他要帮助神韵推广，并把丹佛市附近的几个城市的市长都邀请来看神韵。这是新唐人记者赵月元科在丹佛报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团2月23号结束了在丹佛市的表演，给丹佛的观众留下了美好的回忆。有观众表示，看演出仿佛进入了另外的美好世界，请看报道。
Oh, it was spectacular. It was just absolutely so gorgeous. The dancing, the costumes, it was a wonderful performance.
Well, I think it's telling a chronology of Chinese history through time, how it's evolved, some of the different social, political pressures and things that have shaped.Chinese history, so it's given me a kind of a more well-rounded view of Chinese history.
It's just very uplifting and sort of brings you out of your everyday world and takes you to a much better place.
I think it was an excellent performance, and I think they should continue the Shen Yan, if I can pronounce that correctly, for not only in the United States, but everywhere in the world.
I felt it was kind of more of a work together type of thing because every single one of the dances, everyone was together and kind of with each other versus American dance, which was more of everyone separated on their own.
Loved it. We thought it was absolutely spectacular. We enjoyed it so much. The costumes were beautiful. The dancing was amazing. The music was fabulous. And during the intermission, we must have made a list of 20 people who we should be inviting to come.
这是新唐人记者赵月在丹佛报道。
2月23号，美国神韵巡回艺术团在丹佛的最后一场演出，在观众的热烈掌声中落下帷幕。曾经拥有一所舞蹈学校并教授舞蹈的瓦萨吉斯和他的父亲观看了神韵演出之后表示，神韵舞蹈演员精湛的技艺以及通过舞蹈展现出的信息令人难忘。
I was impressed with the symmetry of, and the male dancers.
I was impressed with the precision and how everyone worked so precisely in the roll-offs and the extensions were beautiful and the colors and the costumes and so well put together.
I enjoyed the length of each performance. You know, it was just enough to leave you wanting more.
I liked the storytelling, that each piece had a theme and a vision. It was very nice.
I was impressed that all of this can be brought up in today's world and everybody can enjoy it. The message was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with the spirituality of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, earthlings and all the reference to heaven. I think it was beautiful.
这是新唐人记者赵月袁科在丹佛报道。
美国科罗拉多州表演艺术中心公关部负责人托德·凯维在观看了美国神韵巡回艺术团在丹佛的首场演出后表示，演出中展现的中国历史令人惊叹，能够观看今晚的演出是他的荣幸。请看本台来自丹佛的报道。
Oh, it was fantastic. The choreography, the costumes, the dancers, the singers were so powerful. It was amazing. It's a rare thing to see that many people.That many different performances combined in one performance, in one show. So it was very unique to see that. The history and the story that was told through the dancing and the choreography was fantastic. It was amazing to see. The athleticism that was shown by the dancers and the being in sync and being all together and the choreography just it was astounding. It was something that you don't see on a regular basis in a performing arts. So.We're very proud to be a part of this. We appreciate the fact that the Shenyun comes to Denver. It's an amazing thing, and as you can notice, it grows every year, and so it's very impressive to be able to be a part of that on a yearly basis. So we're very happy to be a part of that.
这是新唐人记者赵月袁科在丹佛报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在美国丹佛市的第一场表演令到场观众非常兴奋，仿佛现场融入了中国文化，而且是一种视觉飨宴。请看详细报道。
Feast for the eyes. It was an hors d'oeuvre tray of culture and very uplifting, very dignified and very respectful. And I enjoyed it very much.
It was a good blend of different types of performances that I had not seen before. I think I especially liked the Monkey King. I enjoyed that one.
What I really enjoyed and appreciated was the spiritual message, that just the combination of rising above humanity and embracing God and spirit and pulling that together.It was beautiful.
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. The costumes are beautiful. The stories, the short stories, it gave you so much insight to the history, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
I loved it. It was very inspiring. I loved learning about the Chinese culture even more than I already have studied, so I really enjoyed it.
Storytelling and just the beautiful people doing all of the performances. So talented and so young looking and hard working. just fantastic. It's better than I thought it would be.
I think it's totally awesome, very colorful. I love the precision and the storytelling, and it just kind of immerses you into the culture as you watch the show.
I would like all of my children to come see this. Every child in Denver needs to come see this, just so they can appreciate the Chinese culture, the dance, the music. That's what I would want to promote next year, is getting more children to see how wonderful this is.
这是新唐人记者赵月元科在丹佛报道。